Have ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had so many questions. How do I record the episode? Where do I find the background music? How do I get my show in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the other places that people like to listen? And where do I find advising? To answer to everyone this question is really simple. In Auckland is the one stop and shop and requires personality, stability, and madness and podcast. That's all 100% free and 100% ridiculous easy to use. One two sentence about how you use Acolyte or what you like to buy it. So if you always want to start your podcast, go to anchor.fm/start as anchor.fm/start. So join me in driving in the community and podcast. Always use Anchor, and that Anchor is FM Star. Can't wait to hear from your podcast. Hi, my name is Hakeem Melvin. I'm on podcast, on live, and need to tell my side the story on my truth. I'm sorry in the world because my mom was talking to me. I don't know, you know, she didn't know that I wanted to unmute on TV, but I don't know detail. I'm going to talk about my personal life, my person, because it's very personal. I didn't talk about the rest of my podcast, but I'm going to talk about it now because it needs to be talked about. I listen to it on Spotify, and a lot of people rap about bullying, and people rap about different stuff they've been bullying at. And I guess my message stand. I never was a fan of bullying. I never was a fan of bullying. What the fucking girls. And I think that we need to stand up to the bullying. I also stand up to bullying because they is a suspect. I see them myself as a suspect because they're all suspect. And they need to get told off before they get cussed out. And I cussed them out. And the teacher in the school didn't care if you use profanity so long as not in the class and outside of the camp, outside of, you know, with that. I test measured to my sister and my cousin, my second cousin, and what she was 50 and her sister were still like over she is, my cousin and my mom. Now they didn't care, but my sister test measured me and she understand because she born 1984 and she's understand more better than my cousin and my mom. But she did put some sense of that, and I didn't want to read the test much because it's more personal, it's more private. I don't like bullying. I never talk about it in the rest of my other episode, but I'm talking about it right now because I'm speaking of the truth. You know, the bullying is still existing every day, everywhere you go, by side, bullying everywhere. And I think when I'm saying this, because the school, I don't know about other states, but I think Florida or any state where you're from, they allow condone bullying in their school. I speak the truth because when I was there, the principal didn't do their job. Didn't do their job at all. They wouldn't believe me. They believe the bullying before they believe me lies. They treat the bullying a suspect trophy like they're innocent people, innocent person. Bullying treat them as, and they treat a victim like a sham. They treat the victim like they're a crying wolf, and they can't have their crying wolf because they was bullying. They was victimized being bullying, and they treat them the victim as a crying wolf and not treat. The suspect should be guilty of low life. That's what they should treat the bullying. of low life. They were the is. And the fact that they were now in school, I was victimized. And they let the bullying go back to classroom while I was in the principal office and to start get crying in motion. I wasn't learning things. I wasn't got my education that well. And in elementary school, I was stuck behind kindergarten. I guess I was one away because I was scared of getting bullied, and maybe because I didn't want to go to school and something like that. And I didn't got my education that well. That's why when you read the describe the words I'm saying, I left a lot of words out because I didn't stay. I wasn't completing my education. I wasn't studying the words and all that kind of stuff, you know. And I'm not. I was very pro of that. I'm still today pro reading and all that kind of stuff, whatever. With so long you understand the right and the words I'm saying, the editing where I say, so whatever. So I didn't, end of the day, say we went, the bullying went back to classroom and I was in the office and I was suffer when safe scale when the bullying went back to classroom and being happy days and nothing to this, nothing happened. And I was being bad. I was not being bad. I was sham. I was bad. I was nobody gave a fucking care. I was being the principal office and being called my step cousin. My step cousin picked me up from the school and took me to my grandma's house. And I cried, like, you know, why they didn't believe me. And my cousin, my step cousin, I don't know his education, go to school, and I don't know. Because he born, I don't know where he is, he was born. But he didn't give me any advice. He didn't give me anything. He just gave me out, got the van, the old van, and go to my grandma's house. And I didn't understand the whole thing. Nobody was put in the situation. When I said the last broadcast about my grandmother, my late grandmother, said God gonna fix it, but it's not helping me out of the situation. I didn't come from the tour that I want for my family members because they didn't finish school. They didn't understand what bullying feels today. And I didn't have that in my life. It was all about God gonna fix this, about God gonna fix this. No, and it's, I believe God, but I'm not into religion stuff. I'm not into nothing like that. I was more to myself as to what I'm gonna do. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get kicked out of school, going back to school. I'm gonna do this. What I'm gonna do? Because that's what I was thinking the whole time when I was 10 years old, 2001, and I was 2000, you know. And the fact that I was going through so much problem within that time. But the principal literally take me and my classmate, Brittany Waller, to home, kick us and take us home, and to told them that don't bring your child to school. You never see and never heard a principal take the student home. And that lets you know they think things backer. I live in Pocahontas, Florida. I live Lakeland. Lakeland do things backwards, like a country backwards. And they do things backwards. They don't think things forward. The things that should be better system that they have back then, right now. And they take me home, and the lady literally put my ear. And I don't know why she put my ear. It was horrible. My mom was at home. My mom was working in the pubis. So they take me back to church well because they didn't want to ban me in that house because they're gonna get wet. They can get in trouble. So they take me back to church well and put my ear until I went to the timeout, and she stopped putting my ear. That was the child abuse. Put my ear. Mr. Carter, I still today thank God I don't want to be fist preferring him because he's a bitch. Mr. Greg Carter is a bitch. He's fucking asshole, and he's very mean, very sarcastic with me. He believes Sarah Scare. Sarah Scare was a black dude, a black boy who dark skin complexion, very dark, so like he African. And he believed him before I was. I was biracial, by the way. And you don't believe me because I'm mixed culture, because I'm mixed between African American, Italian, the Sky Native on my mom's side, and my father's Italian and Cuban, Italian or Spanish. And you didn't believe me on Motion Culture Board that who speak Italian and Espanol and everything else. That's fucked up bullshit right there. That's a fucking bullshit. You didn't believe me, but you believe the dark skin complexion, all black people, all black kids, before you believe me, last was on Mr. Culture, okay? And they didn't believe me. And I would start crying, and they say, shut the fuck up. They told me, shut the fuck up and grow up, and you stuck behind the guy. Stop, grow up, and be a bit boy. Stop being a baby. And I didn't know what they were talking about because I was still going through the motion why nobody cared about me, why nobody didn't believe in me, why nobody didn't care. I was still going through. So when Ms. H, the Germany, I don't know what she is, put me aside and say, you're going to keep going back to school, you're going to Catholic elementary school. Okay, that's where I went to. Before I went to Winston Watson. I went to North Lakeland. I switched. I got kicked out of North Lakeland because I went away. Didn't have, it was safe. Then another one in Winston Watson. I was there. I don't remember what happened, but I wasn't perfect. I was in the principal office too, but I was. It don't count for that. When I was in Superior Middle School, it was going to, like I say, they could don't burn me still. Okay. That's why a lot of kids drop out, get kicked out of school, and get JD. It happened to my cousin Tiara Harrison. Tiara. She was brain nothing. The girl was threat her. The white girl was threat her, wanna hurt her. And she burned a weapon on that in the school. My cousin Tiara. And tried to kill her, wanna do something to that girl, whatever the case. The principal, they kicked Tio out. Her mom told the principal that they was doing no good because they didn't care. Okay, she had to go to the GED school to get a GED because they didn't want not in the school camp anymore. She banned for the school, and the same thing happened to her kids. She had four kids. She had three daughters or twin, and what happened to her son? That son was bullying. We said, I don't know, last year, 2019, and I guess the school got the message. Don't tell. We handled this because they got the message that Tia was banned from the school because she bring nothing to the school. You know, so that's what happened. They know that, and like they lied it happened, and I really hate that the sister so fuck up and so mess up in Florida, Sunshine State, Florida. I wish the government should do better than that. I wish we have a Democrat in the government in Florida that they do things better. When you have a Republican in the Florida, it's not helping our nation. They make things worse and worse and worse, and they don't give a fucking care what we have a problem. That's why. It's a fuck up shit. It is. They should have a Democrat with government and maybe do things better. They was going to get a black man in Sean Sunset, Florida, and then some reason nobody didn't vote him. And I guess that it's just so messed up. I was so pissed off. Like, well, I can move out to Florida and go to other state and be Democrat people. Don't mean I can deal with that. Because Florida's system right now is so fucked up system, it's so messed up that they think things back or not forward to the future. They think things about the past. But at the same time, it's not changing. It's the same thing. Everything is, they lied at the same thing. They need to stop. What I want to change for the school is they need to change the policy and put a school co-ed condo, no, zero tolerance, but not allow in school count. And allow again, we put you in a bad school. Not the victim who was victimized being bullied at being in bad school. That's fucked up. That's messed up. And for them to not to do something about this, and then they can allow that happen. They need to stop. They need something to change this. This has happened. That they didn't do nothing about old generation. Like I was born 90, person kids born 1980. Old generation. They didn't do nothing about old generation. This is the kids born 2000. They need to do something about it now. For they hurt our new generation that they did before we wasn't in school. they didn't need another bite. So that's why they have one first officer and they can stop that. But sometimes when I was in middle school, I was in middle school, Officer Lewis wasn't, it was a black dude, wasn't do their job. He lied to me. He said he gonna buy me a water. And he said he pumped me. Because the boy, I wish it was a person like stopped the boy to get my water. He took my water. And I was scared if I got the bus, I don't know, I would probably, you know, how to get home. You know, so he took my water. And the bus driver said, if you got the bus, I'm not going to take you home. You're going to walk for a week for that. So I didn't want to get out the bus, and the bus left me out. So I went, I stayed in the bus, and I'm just being like that. That's why they, it's just crazy. Anyway, it's anywhere to be bullying. It doesn't matter if you go to different public. It's a bad side bullying with the, because they allowed that happen. The suspect is being treated like being trophied in a champo. Like champo a champo competition, winning competition, they a trophy. And they treat them like that and wind up with the big crying wolf and nobody wouldn't believe them. You know, they need to stop. They need to need to stop. They need to do something about this, because people got feeling, and that happened to the Rebecca. I don't know how specific her last name is. She killed herself. She went to the place and jumping out someplace and killed herself because she didn't, because nobody knew about it, and then that would happen. Same thing, my sister's father's side family, they bullied me too. So I know what it's like to be bullied, because they threaten you. They say all this stuff to you and make you like you feel for your life. But I'm not going to go to that anymore. I'm going to people need to change the policy of the law of condone bullying. They need to stop condone bullying in school. And I say it because I'm saying what I mean, the truth. It's that point. I'm not sugarcoat. I'm not lying. I'm speaking my own truth. Like, you believe that Canadian, Native First Nation boy, you know, K.I., I believe he was, Hatch, whatever his name is, I believe he was Session Melissa. I believe that he was Session Sultan. I believe that he was. Do I believe that he condone but murder? No. But he, I don't know his name. He was a, he's a K.I.A. Hedgehog. He say he was a hillwire. And he's from Canadian, and he's from Canada. And he been abused in his whole life, and he was a foster kid his whole life. And I guess it's happened to him, and he got messed up childhood. Period, he got messed up childhood. And I feel where he coming from. Do I want to? I listen to all his YouTube. He's not on YouTube, but somebody post will call his jail auto tune on other thing, and people just listen to it and feel it. Some people in the Malcolm didn't believe him. They think he full of shit. They think that he dares and all that. But the boy is, whatever he say, if you subtitle of the words he's saying, because he, you know, like that. He didn't have, he like me, you know, I don't hurt nobody and kill nobody, but he didn't have the pull. He didn't have a pull. He didn't have pull education. He didn't have a professional education. I didn't have nothing. The same way I feel where he coming from, that's the people I want to be with. I don't want to be with somebody that is smarter than me, who say in the harsh words, because sometimes I have to walk away and be done with it. I deal with somebody that is uneducated, because that was something we live on the same page. All that we're trying to fit up other people who didn't finish school, didn't know, understand this, that's something that we don't understand, period. But it is so fuck up the soul at the same time. But that's how we brought up that way. We didn't finish. I was left way behind my grade, and I was stuck at kindergarten. And I wasn't know I was stuck behind kindergarten until I went my mom work a long time ago, and I was stuck in kindergarten. And that wasn't nothing to that. And then when I was trying to get into transition program, that I have a poor center. And they didn't accept me. I got rejected 2 times getting into transition program. And 2010, 2000, 2009 and 2010, I was 19 years old. And I'm telling you, in Trinity Chappell, it was a Nick Pickett. I would live in Microsoft when all the kids in, I know, would not live in Microsoft. They would do what they wanted to do. But I would live in Microsoft because I was there for temporary. It was not like I was there forever. That was not the what I thought. I never went to Field Trip, Orlando, or University Studio, or Epcot, or any of that. I never went there because I would stay back home because I was there for temporary. And so what they're going to do with me. And I completely went off. The senior manager, Ms. Cass Hopper, I lost respect for Ms. Cass Hopper. She, it still today haunt me, her nightmare, what she threatened me, and how she bogus at me. And she's a black lady, she's obesity, fat, or whatever she is. And senior manager in the Pocahontas School Board, in Nova Trinity Chappell, say, no more bullshit, no more crap, and no more bullshit. If I ever get phone call again, you will go back to Taylor High School. Taylor High School was my zone school where I live at apartment complex, where I live at. And I didn't want to go to Taylor High School to deal with that. I didn't want to face the drama of the school because I didn't want to cause problems. So I got kicked out on November 2, 2011. I was 20 years old. And I was still in Triple Y and Peach Royal Center. That time, and then Ms. Wilcott, the sister superintendent, want me in the and the told about his own. My mom said he's not going, he dropped out. And so at the same time, I thought Ms. Wilcott told Ms. Catapa that talking with Melvin, well, they don't want to go back to high school. She didn't pass no. So she do what Melissa called back and send this flat letter, you know, school condo, what the fuck she has, or school condo code. You can't miss a lot of days. We're gonna terminate you. We'll make sure you don't get no job or make sure you're not being successful with what the fucking call would she say. And I whipped the paper. I, like Nancy Pelosi, with the paper of Donald Trump about that he wanted something to change. She disagreed with that, and she disagreed. She did whip the paper. I just whipped the paper like that, back and forth. I didn't want my mom. I didn't want to go back to her high school. I didn't want to face the drama of that. So I just whipped the paper and nothing to this, to this today. Like I said, they condone bullying in school. Not just the kids. The senior manager of the Pocahontas School Board literally cuss you out and say no more bullshit. If I ever get bullshit you ever again, you will go back to battle school and y'all know fucking what. And this shit cussed me out. There had to be senior manager cuss you out over the Trinity program and Pocahontas School Board. That's a bullshit fucking low life. That's something how low you could be. Cussed me out, literally cussed me out because I going through the motion with Kevin McCray. Me and Kevin McCray didn't back then talking over we had a beef with him, but I didn't have beef no more. I apologized to him. I survived. I was Cecile that I apologized to him. I was not laughing, not drinking, not anything. I was real legit apologize because I was not apologizing for fake. I was apologizing for real to get move on to live my life. He stopped the apology. We had shit out issue and then done it. He didn't want to be firm with me. That's fine. That's okay. I understand that. But I don't have beef with McCray no more. The boom. He was my expert. He was my friend one point in time when I first up, but he was become my hater and being brainwashed against brainwashed Kevin McCray, turned against me, so he easily get me out of school, which I don't care about Trinity Chappell, I don't care less about it, I don't think care less about it, period. And they want me out, and I'm out, and I'm 29 years old, and I live my life every day. I just don't want nobody's kids or nobody to suffer of being bullied. I want them, if they can't deal with the bullying, go to a different school, or go homeschool, or go take GED. That's the best option I can give you if you vitalize or bullying. Because I'm telling you, doesn't matter in college can do bullying skills, especially in Christian college, like Southeastern University College, condone bullying in school, okay? They, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm speaking to my own roof and my own truth, okay? And I don't have no reason to lie. I wasn't making up stuff for nothing, to make it just a fabricate lie and for nothing, and to make it for specific for what the case with that. It was the own truth with that. It was own belief. I didn't have reason to lie about it. I was speaking my own truth. I was speaking my own belief. Like I said, the truth does hurt, and they don't want to hear the truth. They want to cover up under the carpet, the poke on the school board, try to cover in the carpet, the school camp, covering the carpet. Nothing to this. It is something to this. You need the time to speak up against the bullying who give way of take hurt people and bullying people and kill people. It could condone gun violence in school. And that's something you just don't do it. And then that happened. You know, that way the law enforcement officer not come being in school, because you don't know what the kids' mind is gonna be if they bring on violent school or kill people and genocide people in the school. You know, and I don't wanna say the genocide because it's not a nice word to say, but I'm just speaking what happened in Florida, what happened in Portland shooting in the kids, okay? That's totally different. But it is sad that they condone bullying in school. It's a way why it's happened every day. And I guess that if you, like Ellie Jenner say, and people should take heed what Ellie Jenner say, be kind to each other, be nice to each other, treat people the way you be treated. And I will miss the black man, Miss Lee Blackman always say, and see her most, because that's how he was. Treat people the way you be treated, and be kind to each other. And that's what they should do that. Nobody wasn't kind to each other. America, the background they come from, wasn't brought up that way, be kind to each other. They lied to bully other people in school. That's happened. That's life. That's things happen for a reason. But, you know, that's happened in real life. You know, things gonna happen. Things gonna flip. They're gonna go crazy. And that's gonna happen for a reason. We have no control of that. No teacher has no control. Nobody has no control of self. God has control. But at the same time, they need to stop right now. They need to stop bullying people. They need to stop bullying people about homosexuality, because they would judge me on homosexuality when early age, when I was 9 years old. Like, not 8 years old or 7 years old, when I was 9 years old, 2000, they thought I was gay. You know, and he was saying, you're a faggot, and all that. That was one of the words I saw being picked on when I was 9 years old. And I was 10, all this to 9 years old, to 10 years old, and to all the way to where I am now. So I deal with that until my voice changed, whenever the stuff can come here soon. It will change soon, or whatever the case, soon this year, but I don't know when, so we'll get a bit behind on that. But when so long my verses have his first, people gonna always think I'm gay, people always gonna think I'm homosexual, say I'm this and all that, and I'm not. How you gonna get into that when I never had sex with boys before? I never into kiss boys before. Nothing like that. I mean, I'm still a virgin still today. But there's something. I'm not gonna go about my sex life. I don't have no sex life. Period. People have sex life when they have into people, that into people, person they enter. But I have no sex life. So nothing to talk about sex life, because I didn't have that. I was more. That's it. There's nothing to this matter. But the fact that, you know, bullying still exists. People start judging homosexuality because people can judge homosexuality to you or anybody like that if you come out of the closet. I never was in the closet. I was out of the closet. I would stay with the closet because that's something that you want to come to the closet to be out who you are, what you think you is. You lose family member. You lose your family member by what type of religion you came from, and this on the gay stuff. Then you lose family member that you lose, because that's what you lose. I see that. It happened. You know, I have a cousin living in Clearwater, Florida. It's gay, you know, and so I know what it's like to being what you want to be, but that's something what we came from is don't accept of gay stuff. Definitely don't accept. But at the same time, it's happened for a reason. I dealt with my whole life and stuff. People call me gay, they want to call gay. People can call you N words, and your attribute, your nationality is who you are as a person. I get it. It still happened. That's life, and you will get it. And that's part is, but people part come in my life and stuff, and then next minute, a couple years later, they're out of my life. They disappear. It was part of my karma me, and that's how I accept that. Do I accept that people in my life is so there for temporary? No. It's life. You're going to deal with that sometime. But I was here to do this podcast because I wanted to stop the bullying. I want some people to listen to this podcast and take it to learn your lessons that, you know what, I only speak in my own point of view of class. I only speak in my own truth, and I don't voice my opinion on different stuff. Some of the opinion was not all facts, but I'm speaking my own truth, or God want me to say the truth. Want truth to set you free. And I'm speaking of how people, kids in school or college or anywhere, your job site, anywhere, condone bullying in school and everywhere you go, and condone domestic violence everywhere you go. They condone that. And sometimes police wasn't do their job. And because he wasn't doing a job, they would say, oh, we can't believe it, something happened to you. And then the police did nothing about it. And I don't want to hear him say this, because the police say, well, why can't you tell your manager? Why can't you tell the school board to tell? Why can't you tell somebody that? And that kind of hurt the most. But now, it just is so sad that nobody wouldn't believe you. It's like a crime group. You want to be a crime group, nobody would believe you. And to God believe, the only person believe you is God, and Jesus believe you. Nobody else will never believe you. You are a crying wolf, you this, you that, everything you think, you're this and that, and all that kind of stuff. So, it's nothing to do about it. Like my grandma always say, God's gonna fix it. Let's see if God's gonna fix it. If God's not gonna fix it, then what are we gonna do? We wanna take over and be like God, and to fight a power enough to fight the fist, to beat up people? No, it's nothing to do. We don't have the power of God, have a power. So who we are is just the way we are as a person. So we're not God. We're just a person that being suffer and being like a punch bag. When the bullet be punching in your face and beat you up and say all this to specific ways. The way. And that's why it's time to stop. It's time to put this to the table, to be an activist. That's why people being activist, the parents being activist when a child lost their life, get killed and died, all that, because it's just today. Even happened to a British girl, I don't want to talk about her, but she dead. She sued herself. That's a Saturday, because her court date will be on the march about domestic violence, which she beat her mother, pussy, person, guy that she was messing with, and convict her, and God bless him. So what she did is kill herself. She suicide herself and kill herself because she didn't want to go to jail due time. But, it happened a lot, and you don't know what people, person that who's claimed to be a victim, who's still domestic about it. I don't know who I believe, But it happened in life, and you know what? You have to put faith in God. You have to believe, what we're going to do. And for me to stay on trial, for me to go to court, or for me to take your own life, And that's something that she did it and prepared it. Caroline, I don't know her real last name, because she had this different last. I don't know how to say it, but her name Caroline. She's a terrorist person, and she's a way of personality. She's into the terrorist person. Finality. But she take her own life, and I really hate nobody could go through that. And I think that if she, Talisha was strong to that, the single girl who's Greek and half Irish, she was stronger than Caroline. Caroline is just weak and nothing, be strong and have faith for herself. And listen, this is, you have faith in yourself and say, you know what, I believe in myself, and I say, no one can forget some shit possible. The words you, people should know. This person can, I don't feel no evil, I don't feel nothing to get me, against me, to want me to take me out of my life. I don't have to stand up for what I believe, and for me, keep me being alive. Because to me, people, it's evil insecurity, they want to take out your life, and that's what they come down to that. And I would hate that happened to Caroline, you know, because nobody don't know who she is. Nobody, she's not where I know in America, you know. She's not where I know in Canada. She was where I know in her, where she found Canada, in UK, in England. But that's happened, you know. And you know what? You know, something you had to speak up for that. But sometimes the verse, we get real loud. And the more we get more loud, the more the people, you know, more people could understand and to understand that we get more loud. Loud me, we come out and say something and talk about everything going on. There's something we need to speak up for what we believe. I think from myself, from where I came from, the school condone bullying, the loud condone bullying school, same thing college, same thing everywhere you do. The music industry got that too, because they pretty brief of Effie, all that. But you know what? That's, they put pressure on people, you know. They put yes, 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 but not being no, no, no of that would best for the person. Health thing, you know, like that, you know. And I think they happen a lot. I was outcast in my classmate. I was never was a teacher pet. I never was. I was always outcast in my life. I was outcast. I was in the principal office. I never know which way I wish up and everything else to be. All I seem like this, that they need the time to shut up and to do something about this. It's time to do something about, to stop, because end this bullet now. End this of the mental illness. And they say mental illness has to do it. Maybe it's so that too. Many people have, many kids and people have, kids and students have mental illness. You don't know what's going on in that background at home. They go, have to go, gotta go to school, go home, and invited. It's still there, and they bring it to the school. Everybody know that the people's business about your background at home. It's not about business in school, but they bring up your business and throw it out in the front street. Oh, what happened at home when you were bringing stuff, blah, blah, blah. And that was, they come down to their butt, and they was getting your business about your background at school, at home. And I'm like, this is not about your business. You know, I know they're going to get in your business because of that, but it is crazy. This shit's so fucking crazy. I mean, like, my little back home and school at home and stuff like that, you know. But like I say, I think that I'm getting real late, but like I say, they need to end this bullet right now. The school, a school board should have changed the school code of conduct to zero tolerance for the school, not allowed. The violent, not allowed in school. If you're out of school, we'll put the bullet back in school. Not to victimize it in bad school. Bullet in bad school, because the bullet will deserve where it came from. A bell dunker school or any school, the bad school could they go to and suffer or anything like that. I don't know. Take them out of bullet school, go get it. I don't know. But like I say, they need to stop right now. For it to get too late, you gotta watch the news and that. The book that somebody bring gun to violence in school and to hurt and hurt people. We don't want that. We don't want that our new generation kids born 2000. We need to put some stop right now for it get too late and for it hurt our new generation kids who are born 2000. They would do nothing about kids born 90 or 80 or 70. Like I say, what they did to the Catholic Church, I ain't talk about that. There's nothing. The Catholic Church covered under the carpet and said there are no session brews. The priest and the dioceses and the brother in the church or the earthish kids, they rape kids. Did they convict? Did you see the convict in the brother, the Christian brother, and the brother in the church? No, they could lie, bullying boys, sexually, you know, molesting the boys. You know, I watched it. I didn't watch it lately, but I'm gonna watch it on YouTube. I don't know where to watch, but it's getting too late. But like I said, they lied that happened. Same thing the school condone, but it's the same thing the Catholic Church who have earthish. See, I don't know if they had earthish or not. They allowed the earthish rape baby boy who baby who didn't have no parents, and wait the boy who didn't have no, they grew up with fatherless and didn't have no dad, and the brother, the Christian brother, had to teach the boy how to be a man, how to be a Christian man, how to be a true Christian man. That was their person to teach. And the students did that, they take into the things and to rape the kids, what, for no reason. They molest the kids. Unfortunately, they molest the kids. So, and it's more personal, it's more deep, and I just want to talk about it, but it's the same thing in the Catholic Church, you know, the Catholic Church and the earth is she who kept the kids who lost parents with the boys in the church. Same thing in the girls. The sister in the church with the girls in the church too and molested them. So, we need to I don't know if they still announce it today, I don't know. But it's a lot of pervert people out there. It's out there for sex. It's not out there for no relationship or for nothing like that. It's out for sex. They're not trying to commit no relationship or nothing like that, because if so, it would be kind of foolish to go out with kids that young. So what they do is have sex with kids. That's what they do. That's sick and it's disgusting. But at the same time, they put the molester in behind bar. But the fact that the entity of the Pope or French public say they do nothing about this. They take it to the Vatican of Italy, and the Pope French say, "Oh, we can't do it. We can't do it about it because it's not against the rules of the Catholic Church, or covering the rules of the Christians." So they were moved of the brother, the Christian brother, the church of that, or the preaching, the all that into that, but they still. You move to them and go to a different country, they still do the same way. So nothing changed that. They're still going on in sit today. So, you know, same thing in the school. The school try to cover the carpet and say that nothing happened. It is happening because you cover your bullshit out of the kids with buddy in school. Now they do something about the teacher molester or the session assault of the kids. But they learn about when a person being bullied, the student bullying each other, bullying the visualize that they learn about it. That's a fuck up system. That's a fuck up world we live in. Especially you live in Sunshine State, Florida, and there's no help for ESE kids like me out because they don't have for ESE. That what people had to move for the kids for where they live, where they from, from Florida with no help, in Polk County, and go to other states and get some help, some professionally help. Because it's unprofessional when you stay in Polk County and just have the teachers yell and scream at the kids and everything else. That's not how they yell and scream at the kids. You're supposed to love the kids. You're supposed to love this, love that. You're supposed to yell and love the kids. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the picture? They happen. But so, all I say like this, I'm speaking to my own truth. And you know what? Better off just say, fuck them. Fuck the schoolboy, fuck all of them, because you know what, they do on a professional job, and they let it happen, and it still keep happening, and some parents does take it to a lawsuit, win the lawsuit, and it will shut down the whole school in Polk County, and Lake and Florida, because that's gonna happen next. So we wait, I say the paper, ledger paper for that, the father of the son will take it to a lawsuit and win this lawsuit case. It'll be on the news, the headline news and stuff. So much Michigan City, parents will sue them. You know that. So that's all I have to say. That's all I have to say. So take heed what I say and have good luck. Bye.